This is a News 1130 special report.
It's the end of another work week, so it must be Foodie Friday. What do you know it is? This week we're talking with Cassandra Anderton from Good Life Vancouver. Good morning, Cassandra.
Good morning.
Now, this week's topic, you've been at the community garden at City Hall. You've got a plot there, right?
Yes, I got on the waiting list, and it does take a couple years, but I managed to get a plot at the City Square, and I have, for the first time, harvested some tomatoes. Last year, the plants got blight, so we were unable to get any tomatoes out of them. But this year, I got some tomatoes, so I thought that would be a good subject to talk about today.
Absolutely. Okay, so tomatoes, a good solid produce item. So where are what places around Vancouver are doing tomato dishes especially well?
I've picked a couple. We've got the Fairmont Vancouver Airport. They're doing a heirloom tomato salad with bocconcini and some balsamic vinegar. Out at Kids Daily Kitchen, there is a heirloom tomato salad with balsamic vinegar and Salt Spring goat cheese. And then we have over at Provence in Marinaside, there's a tomato tart with some bouillabaisse. And Pastis, another Kitsilano restaurant, is actually doing a menu for $45 for 2 weeks. Starts on September 15th, and it goes to the 29th, and then they move into their mushroom menu. So there they've got a salad. They've got some olives with red and yellow tomatoes and tomato soup and Ling Cod, all sorts of amazing tomato items to be had. So
okay, Cassandra, now there's probably people out there who are thinking about growing their own tomatoes. Do you have any tips or hints? Is it a tough thing to grow?
What I would suggest is getting some tomato plants from the greenhouse and making sure that they're at a certain maturity before you try to plant them in Vancouver, because we have a short season. In the Okanagan, you can actually grow, you know, tomatoes from seed, but here it's important to get some from the nursery, go to your farmer's market, and get a fairly mature tomato plant so that when you do plant, you have a head start on the season.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what do you like to do with tomatoes in your own kitchen?
Well, last year I had some green tomatoes, so I did some relish, but I really just love having tomatoes on toast for breakfast with some eggs. Tomato soup is a family favorite, and all sorts of bouillabaisse and sort of fish dishes where tomatoes form the base of the broth.
Right. Okay, that sounds good. All right, yeah. Let's move on to this this wine event that you sent me today.
We've got a Wines of Argentina event coming up, and that is a consumer tasting on Thursday, the 29th of September. So there's going to be about 24 different wines to try, and it's a fundraiser for our local BC Hospitality Foundation. And what this foundation is all about is helping people in the hospitality industry. So it's to help their colleagues, and during October they have tip out to help. And a bunch of restaurants around town will be donating to the BC Hospitality Foundation for people that, you know, they don't necessarily have a pension or somewhere to go because of the nature of the jobs. A lot of people that are in the industry live off their tips, and if something happens to them, they don't have, you know, the savings to put themselves through that troubled time. So this is a wonderful way to give back to the community and taste some great Argentinian wines.
Sounds very good. Cassandra Anderton with Good Life Vancouver, thank you very much for joining us on this edition of Foodie Friday. Every Friday at 11:05, we're talking food here on News 1130.